Hey guys, it's Paul Torres back with a brand new episode of the Hip Hop Debate Podcast. For this episode, the episode is Migos the biggest group ever? Also, another top five list as always. So let's get it started. So, first, before we start the episode, I'm going to apologize real quick. I'm actually in the middle of a cold right now, but I do not want to disappoint you guys, so I am doing this episode right now. So the topic of this episode is Migos the biggest group ever? And I would say in the past year or so, as probably the past 2 or 3 years, they've blown up, but they've had this longevity recently. Migos has been around since, 2012, 2013, 2014, around there with Versace, and Versace Remix was the reason they blew up, really, because Drake is responsible for a lot of people blowing up, but that's a different topic. So Migos became huge in the past few years. Bad and Bougie was the song that really elevated them to really where they are now, being arguably the top. They're definitely the top group in hip hop as of right now, but they're one of the top, at least definitely five acts in hip hop today overall, not just groups. But yeah, so people, they've been on interviews with radio shows and stuff, and people have asked them who's the biggest group of all time. Even to them, they've asked them, and they've said that they are. And that's a tough topic, because there's so many groups in hip-hop history that when I was making, writing this episode, I was writing it and I was like, holy crap, there's so many that you don't even think of. So they're on this crazy run right now where they're, Quavo's in the Celebrity All-Star Game 2 years in a row. They're doing, I think, Champs commercials, New Balance commercials. I think they're just doing so much. They're everywhere. Their singles are just, topping the charts. Every single Culture 1 and Culture 2 are huge albums. I think Culture 2 was one of the biggest overall albums in hip-hop in 2018. It was, I think, top five, definitely in hip-hop, but it might be overall, if I'm not mistaken. So Migos is on this crazy run right now. They're on a, Drake-esque run where they're just, everything they're doing is just landing. They're just hit after hit after hit. They're just, and people tend to like them, They're kind of like the Cardi B effect, where they just like Migos tends to be like kind of ratchet, or kind of, they're over the top with the jewelry and the grills and the, sunglasses and everything, and people are buying into it, and rap obviously is bigger than ever, so people love them. So, as they've stated, they're the biggest group ever. So I'm going to kind of go over the criteria to what I think would categorize, what would make a group the biggest ever. And I'm going to name a bunch of groups and kind of go into them very briefly, and then give my top five list as the answer to this debate, who I think is the biggest group ever. So the categories that I would dive into for groups to be the biggest group ever would be sales. Obviously, sales, your music needs to sell, and that improves how big you are, honestly, just by sales. But there's also impact on what how the culture shifted because of them. Legacy, what they've left behind, and the kind of their alumni, or their their offspring, you could say, from like newer generations, their style, how they rap, or how they just their aesthetic, you could say, and also individual artists, how they have fared individually outside of the group. That might not be, some people might not think that's fair to judge a group by how they are individual artists, but I think that's part of it, because that shows the star power outside of just the group, that they can actually be a viable act on their own. So I'm going to get started with groups. All right, so the first group I'm going to mention, because I feel like they're very monumental in hip-hop, is NWA. NWA was huge. They obviously had the movie a few years ago. They are just, they've meant a lot to hip-hop. So, obviously, they were compromised of Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, DJ Yella, and the other guy slipped my mind. Sorry, I'm a little sick, so I'm under the weather. NWA was huge. Then there's Wu-Tang. I feel like Wu-Tang's kind of regional. They're definitely huge, but I feel like to the East Coast, to West Coast, they were kind of the, honestly, like the East Coast version of NWA. They just are the raw grittiness of New York embodied in their music. And they all obviously, not all, but a bunch have had awesome solo careers. Raekwon, Method Man, Ghostface Killah, RZA as a producer, Old Dirty Bastard, rest in peace. So they, you know, individually they were awesome, and obviously as a collective they were great too. Outkast is also another great group. They, obviously Andre 3000 is respected as one of the greatest MCs of all time, and Big Boi to me is underrated as an MC, and obviously as a group they're phenomenal. They've, you know, created generational music, classic albums. Also the Fugees are great. I'm not that big into the Fugees personally, but I do respect their greatness. Public Enemy is another group. I'm not really that into them, but I respect their greatness. Both of these groups are honestly, you know, classic groups, all-time groups. Migos, as I've stated, this argument is about Migos being the biggest group, but Migos, obviously, they've been on a tear the last few years. They are, you know, huge right now. And individually, they're not, you know, Quavo is the star of the group. He's like the Beyonce. But, even Quavo is the biggest one, but he's not that big. He released a solo project, and Takeoff released a solo project. And they were all right. They're just better collectively as a group, which is great for them because, you know, they're at least, you know, even if you don't like them individually, like them together. Ray Shremmerd is also, I listed them because there's not really many groups right now, but Ray Shremmerd is probably the second biggest. Obviously, there's a big gap to me between Ray Shremmerd and Migos, but Ray Shremmerd has, you know, had some huge hits. They're really just two brothers, Swae Lee and Slim Jimmy, and they've had some, you know, they really Shrem 3, which was a triple album, which was one album of straight Ray Shremmerd, one album of Swae Lee's, and one album of Slim Jimmy, and it was okay. I didn't really like the Shrem Life 3. I liked Shrem Life 2 and Shrem Life 1. They are, they're definitely a good group. They're not, you know, phenomenal. They're not anything I'm going to, you know, go crazy to listen to, but they're good, like, party music, and Swae Lee definitely has a better solo career than Slim Jimmy. Swae Lee can, you know, sing really well, so he has that going for him. Also, 3-6 Mafia, they've, you know, had, you know, they had some big hits in the early 2000s. DJ Paul is a decent producer, and Juicy J has had a decent solo career since they kind of broken up. He signed with Taylor Gang, and they released a solo album, and he's had some big singles. He was on the Katy Perry song a few years ago, and he's had a good solo career outside of 3-6 Mafia. And Beastie Boys, that's another group I never really got into. To me, they just kind of annoyed me. Everyone has that. My brother is not really an Eminem because he said his voice is annoying. I'm that way with Beastie Boys. They just, you know, because they're really rock infused, and some people even consider them more rock than hip hop. But I do consider them under the hip hop umbrella. And I don't know. They're obviously all time group, but I'm just not that into them. But I do respect them, and they were, they've released some great music, you know, in the past. Also, Run DMC, you know, they're a classic group. They've had, you know, great songs, but, you know, and they haven't really, I think they were great for the time, but I don't think their music really resonated, really stayed longevity, but at the time they were, you know, a huge duo at the time, and, you know, you kind of have to include them just because of how big they were at the time. And Bone Thugs and Harmony is another group. It's crazy because there's so many groups on here. I'm not really into,
I guess writing and looking at this list, I'm not really into groups as much as I thought I was. Bone Thugs and Harmony is another group. I've never really gotten into them. After this, you know, after this episode, I'm going to really dive into all these groups I'm not really into and dive into their catalogs. So yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony, they are a classic group. Crazy Bone, he's had some success solo, and they're another group that I don't think they're like the music hasn't had great longevity. They were great period at their, you know, the time they were that they've really, you know, at their peak, but they didn't really go with the times or like expand with the new era of hip hop. A Tribe Called Quest, they had the album they released a few years ago. Q-Tip has had a good solo career. Another group, honestly, I'm not really that big into, but I respect them, and they're another all-time classic group. D12 with Eminem and the other guys, honestly, Proof, and I forgot the rest of them, honestly. D12, they had a short run when, you know, My Band, and they had some other songs, and they had a run. I really just include them because at the moment they were, you know, at the time that they were out, they were huge. They were, you know, hot. They were, My Band was a huge song, and they had a lot of success in a short amount of time. Mobb Deep was another unbelievable group. They're like to me, a smaller version of Wu-Tang with Prodigy, you know, Rest in Peace, and Havoc. They really embodied New York, really gritty, and they were really young when they released their music. And they had some, you know, they weren't really big solo, but they were so respected as a group in New York and in rap that, you know, they, you know, people didn't really expect them to do solo stuff, but they've released some, you know, classic songs and definitely a classic album or two. And then also my last group I wrote down is UGK, Underground Kings with Bun B and Pimp C. Rest in peace, Pimp C. They might not sold so much or done so much individually. Bun B definitely did a little more stuff individually, but their impact to me on hip hop, actually more now than ever, really resonates to me, in hip hop nowadays. And I think that UGK is really in like a they're not talked about as much as having a bit as big as influence on the culture and the music than they do, especially now. So now I'm going to get into my top five biggest groups of all time. This is obviously opinionated, so as I'll mention at the end, but I'll mention it now again. Let me know who your top five groups of all time is. Obviously, it's all opinionated, so whatever you say isn't wrong, whatever I say isn't wrong, but I would love to know what your guys' top five groups of all time are. So, number five, top five biggest groups. I have UGK, as I just mentioned them in the groups. I think just their impact on hip-hop, especially nowadays, I think Houston sound is really, it's really in hip-hop, even though Atlanta is like the biggest, you know, Atlanta artists are like the biggest thing in hip-hop right now. I think they're still so Houston influenced. I think also a guy like Travis Scott really has a Houston influence in his music because he's from Houston. But I think that UGK sound is really, you know, ASAP Rocky really is into it. Drake has used it, you know, he's into it. And I think that UGK sound is really big. So yeah, the UGK I have is number five. Just obviously the sales weren't as big, and maybe the style or the individual artist, but I think the legacy and the impact that they have on hip hop and the culture has been huge. And if it was a few years ago, I would have maybe said no, but I think right now it's their impact is just huge. So number four, I have Migos. Migos, I think, the sales are there. They're huge. They're the biggest group in hip hop by far. Their style, they really have impacted the culture right now as like more than anyone else, I would say. And individually, they've done decent. As I said, Quavo and Takeoff had albums. Offset's album is coming in end of February, so we'll see how that does. But we don't know their, you know, the impact future generations is going to have on them, that they're going to have on people, and the legacy. Obviously, we don't know the legacy until years down the road, once they're at least, you know, 10, maybe 10 years from now, we'll see what their legacy really was on hip-hop and the culture. But their sales and their style, to me, are the two biggest things that make Migos number four, just because they're huge. They're selling so much, you know, their albums, their singles are selling. I said they're commercially huge. They're in commercials. And then their style, I think they have the biggest influence on style and hip-hop nowadays. And they're finally being recognized for it, because they've been saying it for a while, but now it's actually everyone's giving them recognition for it. So number three, I have Wu-Tang. And number three and number two, I was going back and forth on who I should put. But I'm putting number three, Wu-Tang. Their sales are decent. They're really, you know, big in New York. Their impact, I'd say their impact is big, but because of the era that they were in, I think they were kind of overshadowed by other New York artists. And then the legacy, I think the legacy is there. They're an all-time, you know, people recognize Wu-Tang Clan and the logo and what they really represented. So I would say their legacy is huge, and their style of, not even like the clothing and the fashion and anything like that, but I would say the grittiness and the rawness of their music, really, you know, even though it's not as big anymore as it used to be, but that type of rap was huge because of them, I would say. And it, you know, it's still around nowadays, but I would say in a group like, I didn't even mention them, but Flatbush Zombies, I would say, is a group that I would say is influenced by them. Obviously, they're influenced by other even types of music, but I would say the grittiness and the rawness, I would say, is influenced from Wu-Tang. And then individual acts, I would say, honestly, out of all the top five groups, I'd say the individual artists are the, you know, they have the most out of any of the groups. I would say, you know, as I mentioned, Raekwon, Method Man, RZA, Ghostface Killah, you know, Old Dirty Bastard, Inspector Deck, like the, you know, these artists are just huge individually, and then as a collective, they're just, you know, massive. So I have Wu-Tang at number three, and then at number two, I have Outkast. As I've stated before on this episode and other episodes, I'm not that big into Outkast, but I respect them as a group and as the impact. And so the sales, they've had the sales, especially with Speakerbox and The Love Below. The sales were huge on that album. You know, it was a double album, and it was really like one side was Big Boy and one side was Andre 3000, but still it was a huge album. Impact, they've had just as much impact on, honestly, as almost any other group I've mentioned, any other group on this list. The legacy, they've really, you know, I would say they both influenced artists in different ways, with Big Boy more of just the southern traditional hip-hop, and Andre 3000 is more of the being different and being weird, but being, it's still being cool and being smooth. So that, you know, their legacy, it's as more individually than collectively. Then their style, I wouldn't say their style was really, really big. I wouldn't say like longevity, like the, you know, fashion or the way they rapped, I wouldn't say was really that impactful. And individually, as I said, Andre 3000 is one of the biggest artists of all time, and Big Boy is also a very underrated artist. So individually, obviously, they're great. So at number one, so obviously, before I say number one, obviously, I don't have Migos as the biggest group ever. They're number four, but they still are top five to me, and I mentioned some great classic groups. So number one is NWA. I think NWA, with all the five categories I've mentioned, they're just collectively the biggest sales. They obviously were huge when they first came out. They were just so different and so rebellious at the time. Impact, I think Impact has got to be second or first, honestly, of the five categories. Impact, they've just individually the impact, and then collectively the impact. They just had such an impact on the culture from, you know, from there on. It was just different hip hop. They just had an edge to them, which hip hop didn't really have an edge. Legacy, I would say Legacy is probably the biggest for them. NWA is the group, the hip-hop group. You see people say rock, you know, classic rock is like Beatles, you know, other genres like Michael Jackson is pop, but I would say Legacy, like hip-hop group, is NWA, and it's, you can't deny that. style, and style didn't resonate like long term, but at the time, the, you know, the black Raiders had all the black, the all black clothes, the cars, they that style was, they made what Migos is doing the style now. They were Migos back then with the style, just they, their influence on style was unmatched. And individually, they're, I would say, you know, probably Wu-Tang individually has had the most success individually, but also, you know, individually with NWA, you have Ice Cube, is a great artist. Eazy had some good songs. And Dr. Dre is arguably the greatest producer of all time, which I'll have a future episode on, you know, greatest producer of all time, but Dr. Dre is definitely in that discussion. So I just think NWA is all around is the biggest group of all time, and I don't know if anyone will ever pass them. It's just they're just all-time classic. So quickly, my top five biggest groups. Number five, UGK. Number four, Migos. Number three, Wu-Tang. Number two, Outkast. And number one, NWA. So guys, as always, subscribe and listen on all platforms. Follow on Twitter at WeDebateHipHop. Follow on Instagram at TheHipHopDebate. New episode on Friday, and again and again and again. I'm very sorry that this might not sound as, you know, the quality might not be as good, or it just might not sound as good as it usually does. I'm sick, but I really want to get you guys out the content. And until next time, guys.